This is a Comic Book Haters special report. Please, do not turn the station. We give you breaking news on the release of Cappy's fan page, an up-to-the-minute review dedicated to you, our loyal listeners.
Okay, we want to end with a little unorthodox review.
Yeah.
Kind of. We're going to review Cappy's fan page.
Yeah.
Okay, for those of you out here, you can reach it at cappysfanpage.blogspot.com.
Yeah. Okay. It's it says Cappy. I think the R dropped off. It's basically my review of it.
The
Crappy.
R.
Crappy.
Oh, yeah, so, Crappy's fan page.
Yeah,
Crappy's page. That's clever.
Yeah.
Okay, and he's only got 3 posts right now.
And they're all terrible.
Each one's terrible. And they were all posted on the same day.
I would like to point out that the first post is just the title. Like, he didn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
Cappy, God, oh God. The first entry in Cappy's fan page just says Cappy's fan page.
Yeah, that's it. And there's no comments, there's no text underneath it. Like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
And then,
has he ever seen a computer before?
And then it's not the first post, but the second post that welcomes you.
Exactly.
It says welcome.
Fucking idiot.
Welcome. Yes, folks. I'm going to read it for you. You know, Cappy didn't pay us to read these.
No, this is
all, free. Yes, folks, what you've all been waiting for. Cappy's own fan page. Now all of you... Oh, God, I can't even stand this. Now all of you can send your fan mail directly to me. So, wait a minute.
That's so optimistic.
He refers to himself in the third person in this sentence, Cappy's own fan page, and then in the first
me.
Person. You can also hate on DJ Sloofus, that's me, as much as you want without any repercussions.
Dude.
Send the love, my friends.
How much love you think? He didn't even talk to me. He didn't even mention me.
Yeah, Schoolie G gets by unharmed.
That's okay.
Okay.
Now this is the worst title. this might not be as funny to those who don't know him. I still think there's humor in it though. The future looks bright for Cappy. What the fuck, man?
Oh God, yeah. Real bright. Sources say that Cappy is on the verge of extending his contract with the Comic Book Haters. The details of the supposed deal have not yet been revealed, but speculation is that the contract includes Cappy's own segment, which will be broadcast periodically during various episodes of Haters. This contract extension is said to stem from the
massive outpouring
of support for our beloved Cappy.
Again, what the fuck? More news to follow as it becomes available. Let me tell you the negotiations that went on.
Yeah.
I said, Cappy, you interfere too much. And he said, no, I don't. I said, why don't you have your own segment?
Yeah.
And he said, I don't want my own segment. It's the only way you're going to be on the show is if you get your own 3 to 5 minute segment. Yeah. And he said, okay.
maybe what we should do is just write out certain phrases that we want him to say.
Yeah.
And he should record himself saying those somewhere else.
And we can paste.
We'll just splice them in.
I like
you know?
That.
Like right now would be a good spot for one.
Sweet! Or something, yeah.
Now let's take a look at Cappy's links. Google News.
Like, what the fuck? Oh, yeah, I couldn't get to that without having a link on the page. Thanks, Cappy.
Oh, boy. I went to Cappy's page. He turned me on to this really cool site. It's called Google News.
Google? What's that?
Huh. Okay, then he has a link to ours, the comic book.
It's the second one, by the way. Fucker.
And then look at this.
Edit me. He didn't even do a third one. He couldn't even erase it.
He left edit me in his fucking post.
Fucking dick.
Oh, God. And then would you like to see his complete profile?
Yeah, go ahead. Look at his profile.
Because maybe we can learn a little bit more about Cappy.
Yeah.
Let's click on that.
Yeah, well, don't be too optimistic there.
Oh, there's nothing there.
Oh, absolutely nothing.
Okay, and check this out. Profile view is 4.
Yeah, and 2 or 3 of those are me.
I checked it twice. Did you check it twice?
I checked it twice. It's us.
Okay, so Cappy, he's got a couple comments. Number one superfan Ricka had a pretty good comment in here. I cannot help but notice that you designed your page to look exactly like the Comic Book Haters website. I am reminded of the 1992 major motion picture single white female starring Bridget Fonda and Jennifer Jason Leigh. Super points for the for superfan Rick, because that is very true.
And I definitely want to make this clear. Like, when I saw his page, I instantly thought that people are going to think that we put this up, and did not.
Yeah, people are going to think, thank God we have Cappy's voice on tape.
Exactly.
Because people will think that we just made up Cappy. I swear to you, all of our loyal listeners, no.
This is his own volition. We had nothing to do with this.
And the best part about it is...
Aren't there like 8 different templates and he picked this one?
Exactly.
It's not even the default one. It's like...
Yeah. I'm not going to say we're great. Like, I picked just a shitty-ass template off the thing. But I didn't copy it off somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
And unless you fear, you know, for our safety, like some of our fans are thinking, God, Comic Book Haters... Cappy might seek revenge.
Yeah.
Don't worry, he doesn't know how to download a podcast.
He
doesn't even know what it is.
He listened. The only way he listened to the to one of ours is that we burned it on a fucking disc for him. For Christ's sake, and to burn it on a CD. Like, he's mastered that technology. Like, that 30 year old technology. He's mastered that.
He's too busy reading Harry Potter. Okay, so what are you gonna give Cappy's fan page on a score of 1 to 10?
You know what? I'm gonna be honest here. I mean, he obviously put a little bit of effort into it, right? I mean, he changed a link or two. He did change that.
And let's face it, he gave a link to us, so that's worth a point.
Yeah, it's worth. I don't know. It's
maybe
worth
not a whole point.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that this is a solid 2.
A 2. I'll tell you what. For the very fact that the heading is "The future looks bright for Cappy," I'm giving him a 5.
Oh God!
Yeah. So Cappy scores a total of a 7, and all 3 posts are from the same day, which was quite a few days ago.
Yeah, several days ago.
So it's not the most up to date page, but let's face it. It still is the best resource for Cappy news on the internet.
Actually, we are.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
His own page is actually second to ours as far as Cappy information goes.
Cappy's page. Oh. And that is his real name, Cappy, his birth name. All right, so Cappy, you scored yourself a 2 and a 5.
Yeah, and you won't hear this because you don't know how to download, but...
And we must vow never to tell him.
No, we won't.
He'll never know. And we'll tack this on after the Hulk review, or one of the reviews. He'll never hear it.
No.
Okay. Dare we say fuck Cappy?
Hey, you know what? I
got a solution here.
Yeah.
Fuck Cappy's page.
Fuck Cappy's page.
Fuck Cappy's page.
No, fuck Cappy too.
Okay, and Cappy. So long.
We will return tomorrow with another exciting episode of The Comic Book Haters. If you have any clues leading to the current whereabouts of Cappy, please email thecomicbookhaters@yahoo.com or check thecomicbookhaters.blogspot.com.
That's right.
Please never check cappysfanpage.blogspot.com. There's nothing good there. Thank you.